Okay, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this trash fest that was the game versus the Knicks. The Warriors end up losing the game 119-104. Coming into the game, Warriors were 8-6. They fall to 8-7. Knicks now go to 8-8. The Warriors were 5.5-point favorites coming in. Obviously, they did not hit that. But the real story was the refs and the imprint that they put on the game. It seemed like they were blowing the whistle every other possession. There was a ton of free throws in the game overall. Warriors actually had, it was a pretty young crew. Of the three refs, two of them had playoff experience, and one of them had maximum four games. Crazy, crazy young refs. RJ Barrett played his ass off with a career high. Never good when someone gets a career high when they are averaging as many minutes as he does, but he ended up with 28 points, 6 of 8 from the field, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 4 turnovers with a plus minus of 13. Randall, he ended up with 16 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists. He's balling out. He continues to ball out. Was only 4 of 11. A lot of that had to do with Draymond, but once Draymond got booted with his BS technical, which we'll talk about in just a second, you're going to see Randall have a lot more confidence, which was mentioned on the broadcast a couple times by Bob and Azubuike. That Draymond technical was pretty awful. Obviously, he got it because of his reputation, but there's got to be some sort of consequence when refs make an egregious mistake like that. You could tell, especially when it's one of your better players, when they get ejected for a BS call, it alters the game and ultimately costs them the game. I don't know what grading system they give refs, but if it was a 1 to 10, I'd give them a 1. If it was a letter grade, I'd give them a D minus. Only reason why I wouldn't give them an F is because they showed up. So good for them on that. But overall, if this game was a dating app or someone on a dating app, I would absolutely swipe left on them. I wouldn't have anything to do with this. I'd go on to the next one. So let's just recap it real quick. Going into the first quarter, Dubs were not off to a hot start whatsoever. You knew it was going to be tough the way Thibodeau teams always are. This Knicks team likes to play sluggish. They like to just break you down defensively and really make you work for it. Fouls on fouls on fouls. And that's, you know, you think it actually would be okay for the Warriors, considering if you look at the Knicks starting guards, in their career, they are a combined 65% from the line. So if you think there's going to be a lot of fouls, the Warriors are going to have the edge there because they are a pretty decent free throw shooting team. Draymond and Steph's two-man game is so pretty to watch. I can't think of another two-man game in the league where one clearly doesn't want to score and everything is always trying to set up for that Steph three or that Steph cut to the lane. Teams know that they're going to do this and they still can execute it. It is so pretty. So that's why losing Draymond is so hurtful, because you lose that two-man game and now Steph is on an island by himself. Bazemore minutes. Bad today. Real bad. Between Bazemore and the Lumberg twins, which we'll talk about, they got to find out something. They got to find out what to do with this position. It's ugly. I know with Clay, if he was here, he'd be occupying this, and they kind of got to deal with it. They don't have a whole lot of room with the cap unless they can find somebody who can take those minutes within the organization or pick somebody off the scrap heap. But even though Steph didn't end up with a great shooting game, he did have 30 points, but he was 5 of 14 from the 3 and 9 of 19 from field goal. He seemed pretty dialed. Even his misses were in and out. So with that, I thought he might be able to turn it around. He obviously didn't. So you chalk that up. At the end of the first quarter, Knicks led 40-31. The second quarter was equally ugly and sluggish. The Lumberg twins, Lee and Poole. Why do I call them the Lumberg twins? What would you say you do here? So I calculated this from the start of the second quarter to 6:09 in the second, where both these players were in at the same time, Poole and Lee. They combined 0 points, 0 of 4 from the field, 0 of 3 from the line, even though that was all Poole. He shot all 3, 5 rebounds, 2 fouls, and somehow the Warriors were +2 while they were in the game. So in this combined 12 minutes, 5 rebounds. That's it. They couldn't even do a thing a minute. Like, a thing a minute. Box, assists, a steal, a block, anything. They couldn't even do a thing a minute. Dog shit. They cannot play these guys together. You're hearing it first. Dub life. They cannot be playing together. Keep an eye on that. Draymond was ejected on some BS. He was yelling at Wiseman. The young ref thought he was yelling at him. This was clearly a reputation foul. It's such bullshit. It changed and altered the game. You hate to see it. There's got to be something to hold refs accountable. Maybe fining them. Maybe fining them a game. I don't know what it is, but they got to do something to hold them accountable. That's an egregious mistake. At the end of the second, it was 63-57 Knicks. Starting the third, they look completely lost. We had a Nico Mannion sighting, which is awesome because he looks like a dude who won a contest to play in the NBA for a day. I know the broadcast team has a tough job when they get games like this. It is not fun to call. It's not fun to watch. It's not fun to play in. But I think it's extra funny when you got guys like Bob, who's clearly loves working for the team. He's a self-admitted homer. I actually know him, and he is a good dude. But it's so funny when they say, oh, Mannion looks like he knows how to run an NBA team when he's playing garbage minutes at the end of the fourth. It's like, come on, Bob. We all know you're putting lipstick on a pig here. This game was trash. Nico Mannion should not be playing a lot of minutes in the NBA. Let's be honest. So with that third quarter being as ugly as it was, you know, the Warriors were still within reaching distance, 89-76. So the fourth, you're like, okay, maybe we can get a little bit of a run going on here. Maybe Steph just catches fire. We have a good couple of defensive possessions, but that wasn't the case. Of course, it was the second unit and relying on Bazemore this time. And if you're relying on Bazemore minutes and shots, it's going to get ugly. He just did not have a good game. It was quite fucked all the way around. You know what you do love, though, is Steph's morale. When there's about 2.5, 3.5 minutes left, the Warriors are down 12. He still got fight in him. You easily could just give up and roll over, especially with the refs calling it as sluggish as they are. But he had a lot of heart. You got to commend him. That's the difference between him this year and last year. It's hard to get fired up for a game when everyone's hurt and you have a bunch of guys you don't know. But, you know, this year, you know, they have some fight and they want to set up what's going to be good for next year. They're not going to be able to add another piece. This team is going to be the team throughout the entirety unless some major trade happens. But at the end of the day, you got to love the fight. And that's why this Warriors team is so fun to watch game in and game out. So tonight's award is going to be the Nick Van Exel Don't Give a Fuck Where I Shoot My Free Throws Award. So Nick Van Exel, go look it up. You should shoot free throws from just inside the top of the arc. For little known fact for you guys out there, Nick Van Exel was a Warrior at one point. On August 18th, 2003, our boy Gary St. Jean traded Anton Jameson, Danny Fortson, Chris Mills, Yuri Welsh. Shout out to Yuri Welsh there. Shout out to Yuri Welsh. We'll definitely have to do a word about him at some point. And the Mavs gave up Nick Van Exel, Avery Johnson, Antoine Rigaudeau, Ford Popeye Jones, who actually played for the Warriors for a bit. He actually got minutes. And Evan Eshme. Nick Van Exel was 32 years old. This was his third to last season. And he was the main reason of why the Warriors got rid of Anton Jameson in that crazy deal. This was a deal that almost caused me to leave the Warriors fandom for good. I've been stretched thin before, but when this happened, I felt like there was no coming back. This team was always going to be dog shit. But let me read you off Nick Van Exel's stats for for the Dubs here. He averaged 12 points a game with 2.7 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 0.5 steals in 32 minutes. He was 39 from the field and 30 from the three-point line. He was awful. Played in 39 games, started in 29 of them. That is just bad. Think of Anton Jameson, Danny Fortson, Chris Mills, Yuri Welsh for Nick Van Exel, Avery Johnson, Antoine Rigaudeau. Rigaudeau. Popeye Jones, who played. This dude played on the Warriors. Popeye Jones. Everyone needs to go. Everyone needs to go Google Popeye Jones right now. Why? Because Popeye Jones, it looks exactly what you think Popeye Jones would look like. And then center Evan Eshme, who I don't think ever played in the league beyond this trade of the Warriors. He may have been one of those overseas guys that they just threw in. All right, so this game was ugly. The Warriors lose 119-104 to the Knicks. They drop to 8-7. They have a game on Saturday versus the Jazz. It should be a lot more fun. Jazz are number one in the West right now. So I look forward to talking to you guys then. Have a great night. Go Dubs. Quick point of clarification that I got feedback on from last night's episode. StudioPod, the production company that helped me put this together, is actually my company. Someone thought it was a little bit too weird that I was referring to StudioPod as an entity that I paid to help me do this. Nope. StudioPod is a production company that was founded by myself and Julian Lewis. If you want to know more about our podcasting skills, check us out, studiopodsf.com.